Happy and blessed New Year 2016, Broadcasters of Light. This is Phil L. Our tape this week begins on January the 3rd, the first network broadcast that fully falls within the new year of 2016. Last week, as you know, we focused on maintaining balance and harmony during the accelerated cycle of the Christ Mass. The Christmas energy influx generally goes from around Thanksgiving in late November through Christmas and up to around Epiphany, which is January the 6th. And Epiphany falls this week during our network broadcast. So let us join together and celebrate the Epiphany, the ending also of the Christ Mass cycle, the great spiritual influx for a new birth of Christ consciousness on earth that we've all been going through for the past several weeks. And let us renew our resolve and our dedication to the birth of the Christ, first within ourselves and within one another, and spreading out from there to all within mass consciousness, that all may be uplifted with light, life, and love. Now let's consider Epiphany. That is a celebration in the Christian church that is always on January the 6th, and it represents the occasion when the three wise men, in traditional lore of the church, came to visit and to worship the Christ child in the manger in Bethlehem. Now, you'll recall from the Gospel of Matthew that the three magi from the east followed the star of Bethlehem as it moved westward until it came stationary over the town of Bethlehem, and that's how the magi, reading the stars, came to find the Christ child. But we know, as you will recall from our literature, that the Star of Bethlehem was an appearance and manifestation of Sananda's mastership number 10, which was heralding the dawn of a new age, a new birth of the Christ consciousness on earth, with the incarnation of Sananda as Jesus of Nazareth. We also know, and you may not be aware of this in your typical understanding of our literature, but the three wise men actually, according to the channelings through Nadia Yolanda, were divine manifestations, appearances of three masters, El Morya, Kutumi, and Jwal Kul, who manifested in their light bodies in order to celebrate the birth, to sanctify the holy force field of the birth of the Christ child with Mary and Joseph there in the manger. So really we're talking about the wise men not being physical wise men coming from the east as traditional church lore has, but they are light body manifestations of these three ascended masters who helped to solidify the Christ matrix, the force field on earth for the birth of the Christ, and the beginning then, really, of the Piscean Age. Now, these light body manifestations really are a form of epiphany. Epiphany derives from the Greek word for appearance or manifestation. And the Catholic Church, at least, considers Epiphany to be an occasion where the Christ is manifested to the Gentiles, the three wise men representing the Gentiles. And so the divinity of the Christ is revealed in a manifestation to the Gentiles through that occasion of the visit of the Magi. Now, Epiphany, in our understanding, also can be the manifestation of a divine being. So really, you turn the tables around, it's the divine manifestation of these three ascended masters to help solidify the incarnation of Jesus of Nazareth with Solomon, Mary, and Joseph there in the manger. Let us consider that epiphany in our meditations this week. We are celebrating the capping off of the Christ Mass cycle, the acceleration of energy that we've been experiencing for the new birth of Christ consciousness. And we're also celebrating a looking ahead to the new year, where we are visualizing and decreeing for a greater divine manifestation, a greater epiphany in our own lives, a greater epiphany as represented by the energies of these three ascended masters, El Morya, Kutumi, and Jwal Kul. Now, we know that El Morya is Shohan of the first ray of will and power, and Kutumi is the Shohan or director of the second ray of understanding and wisdom. And Jwal Kul, as known through our literature, is an ascended master who has liaison functions with the hierarchical board. And he has been important in esoteric literature for many, many years. Many know him through other esoteric writings, and also known as the Master DK, for example. We know him also in his etheric aspect as JW of Jupiter. So in our epiphany, in our divine manifestation that we are celebrating this week, we also are uniting with the space brothers and sisters, those etheric and physical beings from the higher planes and planets of our solar system and beyond, through the liaison functions of JW of Jupiter, who are here to assist us in creating a new heaven on a new earth. We link also in this regard with the Star of Bethlehem, which shines over all, the Star of Bethlehem being ship number 10, where Sananda, in the etheric, in orbit around the earth, is conducting the parliamentary procedures, you might say, for the second coming program. That is his headquarters. And that guiding light, that energy matrix represented by this gigantic mothership, ship number 10, that represents the Christ light matrix for all of us on earth. And that is from which we receive our divine inspiration to move forward in the second coming program to manifest, to help manifest Sananda's divine plan for the resurrection of all on earth into I Am consciousness. So this week, as we cap off the cycle of the Christ Mass, the high-level energy influx leading up to Epiphany and through the full course of this week, we join with these master teachers, Sananda, Solomon, Mary, Joseph, who we don't know what his manifestation is in the higher planes, but obviously a high-level teacher, and with the three masters of El Morya of the first ray, Kutumi of the second ray, and Jwal Kul in his aspect as JW of Jupiter. And together we form with them a solid force field to solidify this new birth of Christ consciousness within ourselves. This is the divine manifestation, the epiphany, the appearance of a higher octave of spiritual manifestation and development consciousness within ourselves as we start this new year. We draw upon the energies of El Morya, of the first ray, because we need to step out with faith using the divine power given to us in our birthright through the will of Spirit. We need to step out firmly, forthrightly, in resolved consciousness to demonstrate the Christ to a higher level than ever before in our lives this year as we move forward with the Second Coming program. So El Morya brings in that first-ray energy, that strength to assist us through the will of Spirit and the power of Spirit to move forward in faith. And we draw upon the magnificent energies of Kutumi, the second ray Shohan, as we gain in understanding and in wisdom in manifesting our soul missions on planet Earth. We draw upon the yellow light that is formed of the second ray to incorporate that within us as we gain in wisdom to demonstrate our Christ consciousness. So we link with Kutumi equally as with El Morian. And we link with Jwal Kool and all others of the hierarchical board, but especially for this meditation in his aspect as JW of Jupiter. Just as we did last week, we linked with Alinar and Eleanor of the planet Uranus, who have been assisting us for balance and harmony during this Christmas cycle. So we link with our space brothers and sisters who are here in divine manifestation from the higher realms to assist us at this time. So we draw upon these energies. And of course, our focus really is on Sananda, the Shohan of the seventh ray, the Prince of Earth, the leader of the Second Coming program, the commander-in-chief, if you will, from his headquarters on ship number 10, the Star of Bethlehem. Our focus is to bring ourselves up into higher alignment with Sananda and with all his forces of light so that we can receive a new inspiration this week as we move ahead with our plans for the Second Coming program and all the new manifestations for mankind on Earth. Yes, the transmutations are with us continually because there is a lot of residue, a lot of debris that needs to be cleared out and cleansed, not only within our consciousness and within the world at large, but for every soul on Earth, there is a lot of cleansing. And that is why we need to maintain our focus, our balance, our harmony, our resolve to demonstrate divine love in action, in full alignment with Sananda, with El Morya, with Kutumi, with Jwal Kool, with Soleiman Mary, with all the divine teachers who are with us in these latter days to make this demonstration, to make this graduation time as we cross over into the age of Aquarius. That is our focus this week. So let us go into meditation now and visualize the scene in our mind's eye as Magi visit the Christ child to help stabilize and solidify the holy force field for the new birth of Christ consciousness within ourselves and within all on Earth. All of this is under the complete loving radiation of ship number 10, where we receive, from which we receive our inspiration and our meditations this week. So, united with our master teachers and with all those beings from higher planes and planets who are assisting us, let us go into meditation, renewed in our dedication to manifest our soul missions on Earth, this divine appearance, this divine manifestation, epiphany of Christ on Earth. God bless you, each one. Let's get to work. Amen.